Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We are. It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We
This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. We are located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're in the heart of North Charlotte. I want to say Northeast Charlotte if I have my geographical location correct. Yes, because we're in the university area, so that's in the north side. But anyway, we thank God for being here on this evening. Thank God for you who are joining us or who might be getting ready to join us, and those of you who will even listen in later on to this archive session. I just want to talk to you briefly tonight. I always want to talk to you briefly. We only have 30 minutes. And we want to use our time wisely. We want to use quality time. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you. We ask you to continue to bless, continue to keep, bless your people everywhere, God. Touch, heal, and deliver, and set free. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are strength, you are our redeemer, you are our Alpha and Omega, you are the first and the last, God, and we trust you, we lean on you, hallelujah, and we depend upon you for all that we say and do. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight today, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless those who are sick and shut in, God. Bless those who are struggling with sicknesses and diseases and problems and cancers and depressions, God. We reach out to them in the spirit tonight and uplift them, God. We send angels out to encourage them, Father, in the name of Jesus, to strengthen them. For you said we have angels encamped all around us. That's what your word says, God. So we thank you for those angels, God, being dispatched on our behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray a special prayer over our sister, Verdell, tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever she's going through, we ask for strength, we ask for courage, we ask for deliverance, we ask for healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your goodness, for your kindness, and for your mercy. And we just ask you to continue to be with us as we endeavor to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Coming to you tonight from the book of Psalms, Psalms 103. And I'm going to read this psalm. This is the Psalm of David, and it ties into what we're talking about tonight, Psalms 103. We're going to be talking a little bit about forgiveness. and just who God is and how merciful he is and how good he is to us and how important it is for us to send that out to others. If we want to display the love of God and Christ-like behavior, then we must begin, hallelujah, with love. Ha, thank you, Jesus. So Psalms 103 says, praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Holy Ghost, we thank you tonight, Lord. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. Oh, yes, he does. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. That means a lot of love, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we were dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The winds blow over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. Hallelujah. And his righteousness with their children's children. I thank you for that, God. With those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. I've been reading Psalms, if you've just chimed in, I've been reading Psalms 103, the entire 22 verses. God is good, and I thank him for all of his blessings and benefits to us. This is a psalm of David letting us know how compassionate God is, how much his love abounds over our life, how gracious he is, how merciful he is, how much he loves us, how much he wants to get us out of our problems and our distresses and our situations. This psalm is enlightening. If you're burdened down and you need to be lifted up, then Psalm 103 is one for you. If you're sick and you need to be healed, Psalms 103 is one for you. We need to walk in the word of God. We need to hold God. He said, bring my word back to my remembrance. So we need to bring it back to him. And not what we think, not what we feel, but bring his word back to him and say, Lord, you said this. And heaven and earth will pass away, but you also said your word shall forever remain. So once we hold God to his word, he will bring it, hallelujah, to pass. I feel the presence of the Lord tonight. Glory be to God. I am excited. I am encouraged because I know God is going to do something great for you. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. He's going to do something miraculous for you. He's going to perform a miracle for you. He's going to open up doors for you. He's going to heal you in the name of Jesus. And we ought to be excited about that day. This is what the Lord has given me. There is a prerequisite for all of this, and it's found in Psalms 103, but it's also found in the book of Matthew. Listen to this. Listen to this. I'm going to read Psalms again, but I'm reading verse 11. Let's start verse 9. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. Ooh, how many of you know that's true? Or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So our sins from us, that's how far he has, hallelujah, removed them from us. My God. You know, people always say, God forgives, but you still got to reap what you sow. Well, he forgives and he removes. I'm going to let that sink in. He forgives and then he removes. What's the point of forgiveness if you're going to have to pay for the sin? He forgives and then he removes the transgressions of our sins, the repercussions of our sins, Holy Ghost, from us. And we thank God for that, because we know for sure if we got everything that we deserve based on the sins that we committed, we'd be dead, in trouble, in jail, all of the above, beat up, anything, anything that you could think of to give you justification for the things that you've done, it would be happening to us, even if we've asked for forgiveness. So we thank God for what he does. And we thank God because the Bible says love covers a multitude of faults and it covers a multitude of sins. Does that mean you're going to get away with stuff? No, it doesn't. It means that the sin that you committed, that you've asked God to forgive you for, and you're walking in the light and in the newness of life, he has forgiven you. And he has removed them far from you, as far as the east is from the west. And when you sin again, he removes it. How many of you know God gives us time after time, chance after chance to get it right? Time after time, chance after chance, opportunity after opportunity. He constantly covers us and gives us the opportunity to get it right. So we have to thank the Lord today for how he covers us and how he keeps us. But the prerequisite comes in Matthew. Listen to this. The sixth chapter, beginning, I'm going to start at 9, something that you all know you should have learned as a child. This then is how you should pray. Jesus is telling us how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, from the evil one. Amen? And then it goes on to say, I believe in another portion in the Bible, give us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It is not temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So we had to learn that as a child. Amen. I wasn't even reading it. I'm looking at it, but I'm saying it. Amen. This is in the NIV, and I'm saying King James because I remember that we had to learn that as a child. We had to learn Bible verses. We couldn't even sit at the table. You could sit at the table, but you couldn't begin to eat unless you quoted a verse. So the part that I want to get to before we close tonight is verse 14, which says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Okay, I'm going to say that again. All the mercy, all the love, all the compassion, all the healing, all the deliverance the prerequisite that comes with all of that, prerequisite means you have to do this before you get that. So what you have to do before you get all of that is forgive. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15, but if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Isn't that something? Your Father, Heavenly Father, will not forgive your sins if you don't forgive. Now, if there's any men listening, because I know men are sometimes stubborn in their ways, they're principle-driven. Sometimes they have a little, not all men, but some men have a lot of pride. You have got to learn, I speak by virtue of the Holy Spirit, you've got to learn how to forgive. Ha, thank you, Jesus. You have to break down and forgive. Because if you don't forgive, guess what? Your Father will not forgive you. That's what we have to do. We have to make up our mind every day when we get up in the morning that we're going to walk in forgiveness. We're not going to hold grudges. We might get angry, but when we're going to turn around and say, you know what, it's okay. It's okay. You all right. It's okay. We can discuss and correct the nature of the problem or the error, especially if it's personal and if it's affecting our lives in an intricate way, but we still have to forgive. We still have to forgive. Now, we can go into this even further if you want to talk about, well, what does that mean and to what extent do I forgive and does that mean, you know, that I have to, say, re-enter into a relationship or do I have to be friends or whatever? Listen, we can get into all of that. If you have questions or concerns about that, email me at Lady Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S, that's P as in Paul, A-R-S-O-N-S, LadyParsons5@gmail.com. And we can definitely, on our next episode, if I get any questions, have a discussion about that. Forgiveness. We have to walk in forgiveness, but what does that mean for you? What does that mean for you? Okay? And I can come up with countless scriptures, scenarios, and situations that will address what I know is on some people's minds. And right before we close, I'll give you one thing that I'm thinking of real quick. Moses was leading the people of Israel, and he was getting upset and frustrated with them. And he was getting older. And God, the people needed water, and God told him to speak to the rock. And instead of him speaking to it, he hit the rock. And God told him, as a result of him hitting the rock, he would not see the promised land. Now, God made a declaration. He still went to heaven. He told him he would not enter in. He got to see it, but he didn't get to enter in. After he had taken those people out of Egypt, crossed the Red Sea, given them manna, asked God to do countless miracles and things for them after their shoes had been kept. They didn't become worn, their clothes, everything. After all of that, he was not able to enter in. He was able to see it, but he wasn't able to enter in. God took him home, brought him on home. So when we talk about forgiveness, there are different levels. Because we all know that there are consequences for actions. You know, you can cut your pinky, but then you can lose your whole hand. So it's definitely consequences for actions. We're not talking about consequences for actions. We're talking about forgiveness, forgiving someone who has done something to you, releasing them from that debt of pain, anger, dishonesty, whatever that was, releasing them from that, not holding it over their head, that is completely different from consequences. So, again, we could definitely get into that. But I just thank you for listening. I want you to take Psalms 103 with you during the course of the week. Read it again. It's only 22 verses. I mean, really read it and let the Lord bless you when you read it. Let it be saturated in your heart and in your mind. And just take that with you. Because God is a healer, he's a deliverer, he has come to set us free. And we just need to learn how to love him more and trust him more. I hope that you've been blessed by this broadcast on this evening. I hope that God continues to bless you. And if and when you're ever in the Charlotte area, for those of you who are in Charlotte, we'll see you in the near future. But if and when you're ever in the Charlotte area, come on through and visit Vision of Hope Ministries, 5105 Reagan Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. This is Pastor Kim signing off. God bless you.